Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
This week on Blitz Bills, is it okay the Bills are using OJ's number again? And does anyone really care? Plus, what team in the AFC East are you most looking forward to playing? All that and more, so sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get blitzed. Welcome to Blitzed, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. OTAs have begun, and while some teams can't field 100% of their players, all of the Blitz players have reported here tonight. Woo! Oh, you can't really hear them, though. Okay, yeah, fair enough. Sorry. Are your mics on? Are your mics on?
Check. Hey.
Yeah. Coach, rookie, sub, and even clipboard is here.
Clipboard!
Welcome, clipboard.
We needed a sound effect.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Is that the sound that a clipboard makes?
Exactly.
Click, click, click.
You know the sound clipboard makes, right? It's pretty natural.
It was like a pencil on the back of it.
He's taking notes. Like a madman. With all this talent in the house, this is definitely going to be our best show, right?
Probably not.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
Okay, I mentioned that OTAs have begun, but I'm not sure every fan out there knows exactly what OTAs are. So here's a quick explanation from former Titans and Rams coach Jeff Fisher.
OTA simply stands for Organized Team Activity. Clubs are permitted to have 10 of these in a four-week period, usually taking place in the months of May and June. An OTA is very similar to a college spring practice without pads. And while they're voluntary, OTAs are very, very important because the entire offense and defensive systems that have been installed are taken to the field.
Cool. Thanks,
Jeff. Should have listened to that before we recorded.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Coach.
What the hell was that? All I could think of was a mustache the whole time.
excitement level.
I'd say you could check out more of his stuff on CoachJeffFisher.com, but I looked there and there's nothing there.
Oh, weird. CoachJeffFisher.com?
Yeah, kind of like his Super Bowl trophy case. Ooh. Okay, so here's what he didn't cover about OTAs. During OTAs, all coaches are allowed on the field. There's no live contact allowed. There's no one-on-one offense versus defense drills allowed. Only team drills are allowed. Helmets are allowed, but no other pads are permitted. Teams can only, and I'm making air quotes, suggest a two-hour time block for a player to be at the team facility. And each player is limited to only 4 hours per day of OTAs. And lastly, and I love this one, players can choose when to go to the facility and when to leave.
So you want the night shift?
Oh, I got the more. I just love it when coach is like, let's try that one more time. You're like, nah, I'm out.
No, I'm out. I got things. Gotta get my hair permed. I got things.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I love it. So you got it?
Beautiful. What were the rules in like the 80s?
No water.
Smash two and dash in 2 days. Yeah, that's
how it goes. No water's free cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
And kill for those who come.
Kill one person a day. Kill one practice squad member a day.
Headhunter drill. No helmets allowed.
Yeah. No helmets, yeah. That was the only rule.
So got to toughen you up.
Who's tough?
Toughen you up.
It's off season.
Okay, so let's get on with the show.
Fine.
Okay. We are forgetting something.
Oh, no.
We never forget things.
What? Yeah.
How could this happen?
You're forgetting something.
Yes.
Correct.
Coach and I have not forgotten.
Correct.
We have nothing to forget.
You can't forget what you do not know.
I didn't mention the drink tonight because when I asked our barkeep to make us something tonight, all he did was send us this note, and I quote,
"Oh, no.
Dear Blitzed guys, I simply cannot work under this pressure. Every week it's give us a drink, give us a drink, give us a drink. I feel like a piece of meat, so I'm taking a vacation. Your drink tonight is a tequila sunrise in honor of Buffalo using O.J. Simpson's number again. Go find the recipe yourself. Signed, Blitz Barkeep. P.S. Screw you, coach. It's odd that he would single you out, coach, like that.
No. We love it. It's all in love. Love. Yeah.
Actually, it's not that odd.
It seems pretty on the nose.
We can roll a couple sound bites. It would explain it perfectly, actually.
Okay, so tonight we are drinking the Tequila Sunrise, which has tequila, orange juice, and grenadine. So what do you guys think?
It's Tequila Sunrise. I had it way more than I should have of these.
I think if you're saying, screw you guys, I'm going on vacation, you shouldn't suggest a drink like as well. You should have been like, come up with your own drink. You really phoned it in.
Yeah.
Tequila Sunrise, come on.
Yeah.
Not good enough.
Gosh.
I just think it tastes bitter.
Wow. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I can feel the bitterness in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you'd like the recipe for his latest drink and want to check out what we'll drink on our next show, just visit blitzfootball.com and check out our Blitz Barkeep's blog, which is called Behind the Sticks.
I was there.
I know you're looking at me, Coach.
I know. I'm always ready.
You're ready.
Yeah.
I was
ready. You know I'm ready.
Always ready.
Well, I'm here tonight, so everyone's on their A game.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Well, he's sitting right behind me. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is. Tag in.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
You don't want a DN behind you.
Just rest his hand on your shoulder gently. Do you think you're in charge?
Leave us.
No. You stay here. I'm in charge.
Do you feel in charge?
That's not my hand.
First down.
For the first time in 42 years, the number 32, formerly worn by Hall of Fame running back and man who is determined to find the real killer, O.J. Simpson, will be worn by another player. Sonoris Perry will wear it this season. So what movie do you think best represents what other Bills players thought when they heard this?
So I struggle with every
Coach.
Movie. Every movie I struggle with.
I know. It's really hard keeping you on the show.
I know.
I'm thinking, like, are you asking me to take this one?
Let me just roll and see what happens.
Okay. All right.
Why not?
This could play right into my hands.
Yeah. Oh, easily. So, but I'm sitting here looking at this. Like, this is a guy that, like, what do you think of this guy, right? There's multiple opinions, but there's generally two opinions that I feel a player could be thinking about this whole situation, right? So you're wearing this number. It's like, oh, my God. OJ's a god. How can you wear this guy's number? Mm-hmm. He is just amazing. I can't believe you'd wear this number. Mm-hmm. Right? So there's that camp. Then there's the other camp, like, are you kidding me? You want to be like OJ? I mean, like, who wants to represent that? Like, there'd be these two camps that are wildly different, but neither would wear that number. Like, I can't see why you'd want that number.
You're saying this guy fits right in the middle somewhere.
I think OJ has switched personalities with this guy.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
I like
this is wildly creative.
Wild
for
it's
you.
Just no.
Did you switch personalities with somebody else?
That's not a compliment. Yeah. I'm just sorting this one out right now.
Let me get through this.
Wait a second. Fuck you.
Great take, Coach. Let's move on.
The movie doesn't matter. There's about 15 movies where people switch personalities. I picked Freaky Friday. It really doesn't matter.
And in her diary, she keeps mentioning this boy.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm worried.
You read her diaries? Oh, that's gross.
There's just movies where people are just switching personalities and then living that life for the other person in that life. Well, I don't know what scene.
Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan? Is that the one?
How did you not choose Get Out?
I don't know.
I thought that's where you're going, and then you just threw a curveball. I don't have a movie.
For me, it just didn't matter.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Coach, good take.
That was
okay,
a great
I appreciate
take.
That.
You know what? Welcome back. Okay. Ricky, what do you got?
I've got a good one. I think I have a good
one. Don't say that.
Yeah, I'm building it up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay. So let's take a look at this horror story. You're right. They're split 50-50.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a look at this from like a horror perspective. Okay?
I like horror movies.
So let's take a look at the storyline here. The kid puts the jersey on. So number 32 right away.
Yep.
And something strange starts happening.
Oh.
You know? A beast deep within starts emerging,
scratching at the surface. Oh, God. He puts on the Jason mask.
Year one, guy rushes for 600 yards, two TDs. Not bad, right?
Not bad at all.
Off season. The beast is clawing to get up. Year two, the guy rushes for 400 yards, one TD, maybe catches 119 yards, you know, receiving. Wow. Not bad. Year three, the guy actually doesn't make the squad. He's on the practice squad.
Whoa.
Year four, also, by the way, no murders yet. Nothing has happened.
Yes.
There's nothing going on.
That's when you look at the stat line, it's just M-U-R. Yeah. It's just 0-0-0.
There have been no kidnappings. There have been no thefts. Yeah. This kid fizzles out, just like a lot of other players, running backs
awful.
Do. And then this is no longer talked about. This is the worst horror story of all time. This is M. Night Shyamalan's The Village.
This is basically
what happens is the whole movie, you're super excited. You've watched the trailers. You get into the movie. All these crazy shit is happening. There's all these supernatural animal things, and you're genuinely terrified. Turns out the whole fucking thing is about a bunch of white dudes in a forest somewhere who have joined a cult.
We will tell the others. He was killed by the creatures. Your son has made our stories real.
That's a perfectly reasonable explanation.
Yeah, just a dude
in a suit.
I'm just delusional. Yeah.
I just hated society. I just went off and I lied to my kids for 20 years. And I put on this fucking suit that doesn't even look good when upon closer inspection. This is the worst thing. It's going to fizzle out. Nothing's going to happen.
Wow. In reality, the guy's like a journeyman special teamer.
What do they think is going to happen?
It's like their seventh string running back anyway. It's like
exactly.
It feels like a guy trying to get attention, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Anyway.
It's a joke.
I'm going to go with a classic James Bond reboot.
Whoa.
Casino Royale.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Everyone's seen it, right?
Yep.
Okay.
No.
So in an coach, you haven't seen it. Okay, rookie, you've seen it, right?
Yeah, I've seen
it.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. So in an effort to restart the franchise, which had been limping along under the likes of Pierce Brosnan and Timothy Dalton and good God, Roger Moore, they installed this firebrand of an actor named Daniel Craig and gave him a script with a gritty kind of Batman Begins makeover. You know, everything was going to be brand new. But the one thing they did to do to preserve continuity with the character was to maintain some of the original characters. And of course, you have M, who was ably portrayed by Judi Dench.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the eminently memorable Bond girl, Vesper Lynd, who was played by Eva Green. And then you've got another classic character who's been in all the Bond films since the very beginning, the CIA operative Felix Leiter, who's obviously been played by... Exactly. Yeah. Jeffrey Wright. Right?
Doug.
Okay. Smith. So here's your job. This is the guy that's been in all the Hunger Games movies, Westworld, Boardwalk Empire, Syriana, Source
Bernard.
Code.
Bernard.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for clarifying.
And on.
What?
Sorry, I should have introduced myself, seeing as we're related. Felix Leiter, a brother from Langley.
And this is what I think Bills players think of Perry wearing number 32 in Buffalo. They recognize it. They know it's done something.
Yeah.
They're pretty sure it's accomplished, but they have no fucking clue what exactly it's done or who wore it.
Right or wrong.
Yeah, so instead of thinking to themselves, oh my God, you mean the first guy to run for 2,000 yards in a season in only 14 games? The guy with the highest rush per game average in NFL history?
The guy that could run through an airport?
143.1 yards. The guy who started all the Naked Gun movies?
Yeah.
The guy who allegedly, and I'm making air quotes, murdered his girlfriend and her lover in 1994. I say allegedly, but, you know, come on, he did it. O.J. Simpson is Jeffrey Wright.
We know his camp.
Hugely accomplished for good and bad reasons, and no one has a fucking clue who he is
in
Buffalo.
I like that.
There
we
go.
Who's Jeffrey Wright?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
I get it.
Good to have you back, rookie. Good to have you back on the team.
Wow. I love that. I was going to go that way because I like these guys. They won't even know who he is.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Or what the
what's the big
is.
Deal?
Hmm. Like, why are you even asking me about this 32? I mean, yeah, okay, OJ, I kind of recognize.
Yeah,
the
someone
name.
Watched a YouTube video of a Ford Bronco, and he's like,
that guy.
Interesting. Yeah. The Knicks made the final?
they're actually going to. The reaction is OJ played football?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I thought he just murdered some people.
He's just a criminal.
I thought he just stole some shit.
Yeah.
I had no idea. He played. Was he good?
Yeah.
Second down.
The Bills went 2-4 against the AFC East last year, but every team in the division has since undergone major changes. The Dolphins have a new head coach in Brian Flores and have not one, but two new quarterbacks, but they lost Tannehill, Cameron Wake, Juwan James, and Danny Amendola. The Jets hired Adam Gase and are still a tire fire in the front office, but they do have Le'Veon Bell, and they paid C.J. Mosley a lot of money at linebacker.
Did they?
And the Patriots now have the most guys over the age of 30 on their roster in the NFL.
Really?
At 15. So which team are you looking forward to the Bills facing the most in 2019?
Can I say all of them?
Well, that's a bit of a fucking punt. But
as
yeah,
a fan?
Sure.
Am I talking as a fan or just an observer?
How long are we doing this fucking show?
I have
like
no
two
idea.
Years.
Feels like a decade.
Seriously. Unbelievable. And still it's like, and so...
Line? I need direction.
And who am I?
I need
in
direction.
This scenario?
What's my
am
motivation?
I coaching?
What's my motivation?
Unbelievable. You know what? I'm just tired of it all. I'm just tired.
He's reached the tipping point.
I'm looking forward to them beating up the Patriots. I really am, because I think this has to be the year. It has to be the year. God damn it, it has to be the
of
year.
Of course.
You said that last right? year.
Yeah. Of course I did.
And the year before.
And the year before that. But it feels like the year.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, you've put out some stats that convinced me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to them playing the team most like them. Like they're gonna play the Patriots. They're probably I don't know. They have a chance at beating them.
2-0
once.
2-0.
like
coach
let's
is
be
all
honest.
In.
Yeah, yeah, he's all in.
2-0.
He's convinced. Easy to convince. they're gonna play Miami and they're gonna smash them. Like Miami, yeah. I love how you came up with like a positive spin on the Miami what's going on. They got a brand new coach.
I do what I
they
I
got
do
rid
I can.
Of all these guys.
But like, no
wait,
one
what?
Cares about
yeah.
the Dolphins.
Yeah, exactly.
No one does.
I'm looking forward to the Jets matchup because they're gonna have like really good defenses going at each other. And then two young QBs. Like that's the one that they're most
it's
like.
Cool
I think that it's
yep.
just gonna be a much yep. better more spirited, although the Bills get up for the Pats. Like, of course, spirit maybe not, but better matchup, I think, it's going to be great.
There's good storylines there.
Yeah,
for sure.
there's good storylines. And eventually, look, like, Miami is always going to be Miami. Pats are going to go through some kind of phase post-Belichick, post-Brady. And so these two teams have the opportunity to be good for a long time or successful for a long time.
This could be the last year they get to beat up on Brady.
You know, it could be.
Right? So yeah. You have to take advantage of that. I do want to see those games because they're going to be a challenge. They always
yeah.
are.
Yep.
But you want those games. Mm-hmm. Right? You don't, you know, I mean, they,
yeah.
like you said to the Dolphins, like, well, yeah, I mean, they should crush them.
Yeah.
Right? So that's not that exciting, but
no.
a nice, tough game that matters against sort of a hated foe.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh,
hell yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that. That's why you watch football, man.
Yeah.
For those types of games. So yeah. that's why I want to see them do that.
And I think I would argue that Bills Mafia gets up for the Patriots more than the Bills have been getting up for the Patriots as of late.
Wow.
Well,
I know
sorry
what you mean,
to call it out,
I
but
know what
Jesus,
you mean,
man. I mean,
yeah.
Brady is like 45-1 against the Bills or something. I mean, it's yeah. just like a ridiculous record.
He's doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't deny them that. Like, they go after it. Like, the Bills Mafia. Like, they
oh,
fucking
absolutely.
Hate the Pats.
Yeah.
Oh, so do
and
we.
I love that. I
yes.
fucking love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think the better matchup is the Jets. Like, both are very defensive. Oriented, both have young QBs, both apparently brought in offensive weapons either
yeah.
through the draft or free agency.
Yeah.
Let's see what they got.
But they,
I mean,
like you said, they both have
come
offenses.
On, guys. You only got like 5 more years of Brady, and then your young guys will be the best in the division. Like, it'll be great.
but they both have,
yeah.
Yeah.
Brady's like, I gotta hang it up. I want to spend time with my grandkids.
Yeah,
and I think it's about time.
Give it up for the Bills and the Jets, though, yeah. guys. Come on, they're good. I mean, they're good. Come on.
Maybe he'll wait until his own kid can play quarterback, and they'll just have a succession plan like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
you think his mama's gonna let him play football?
Yeah. They'll draft Cooper's kid.
So.
They'll draft Cooper's kid.
He'll be dancing.
Sub wants in.
What is AARP kicks in at 55? He gets his right old age pension.
I don't understand why more people don't do that. You know, play until that point.
I know,
they're
right?
50, yeah, he wants. Yeah. He's just
like,
waiting for
it?
His pension.
Toll
play
on the body
55.
Or something like that. Is
yeah.
that is that
yeah.
what they're saying?
Only punchers, baby.
Yeah.
Only
oh, punchers. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called "The Future of Work," where I answer all your questions on surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Third down.
Recently, both Eagles defensive end Chris Long and Bengals cornerback Adam Pac-Man Jones retired from the NFL. Mm-hmm. Long won the 2018 Walter Payton Man of the Year award by building water wells in East Africa, while Jones once spent $1 million over a weekend in Las Vegas. Which feat do you admire more?
$1 million in what? A weekend?
A weekend.
Definitely going Vegas.
Oh, coach. I love
it. And I admire it because I could never, ever do that. Do you know what I mean? I just couldn't. I'm actually so fascinated at the bill. At the like, how did that all come down?
What's fascinating is that I've been to Vegas with you, and you spent $80 over a weekend. That was incredible. Like, I mean, million, for you.
And it killed them. Yeah, it did. I was sweating the whole time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the heat.
I don't know about this.
I don't know if I can do
I
that.
I don't know about this.
That's a pricey buffet.
Yeah. $4.99? No, I don't know. I don't know.
But what do you do? Like, I wouldn't even know how to spend that money. It just fascinates me that someone can just blow that. I'm sure there's wonderful private rooms you go through, and there's the gals, whatever the crap you're doing there. But I mean, it's just like, that's just not my jam. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Feel free to speculate wildly. Yes. How would you Bill, spend for the $1 million?
Your wife doesn't listen to this
exactly.
show. You're in the clear.
You
don't have to hedge your bets here. So you're asking us what is more impressive, the ability to drill? Okay, what did Chris Long do?
What was the verb? So, fascinating. Okay,
yeah, the thing is that Chris Long, what he did is he raised money to actually build wells in East Africa. And at this point in time,
how much money did that?
They've raised $3 million, and they've built 55 wells.
Okay, how long has that been on going
how
for?
Is that
how long has that been going for? How long has he been raising money for this cause for?
Stats guy,
what are we looking at here?
No clue. Sub, your mic's off. Stop fucking talking.
So let's
Jesus
say like
Christ.
3 years? 3 years? Is that a pretty viable guess?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, so
fine.
It took him 3 years to raise $3 million. It took Pac-Man 2 days to spend $1 million.
I know.
Of course it's Pac-Man.
Ding, ding, so ding, 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 ding.
No,
Pac-Man.
Wait a second. So what you're saying is that if Pac-Man Jones was in charge of the water well
he
project...
We wouldn't even be having this conversation. Yeah. There'd be so many wells.
It would be,
it'd be littering.
It'd be the Garden of Eden in East Africa.
They'd have a surplus of wells. This guy knows how to spend money.
There'd be
clearly.
A flood.
What's clear is that Long needs to hire on Pac-Man to be in charge of his coffers.
That's exactly right.
Because this guy knows how to allocate funds.
Totally.
And Bill, come on. You don't know how to spend $1 million in Vegas over 2 days?
Exactly.
I could have one day. I could spend $1 million.
Absolutely.
Proud of you.
You'd buy 6 gin and tonics, and that's 4,000 right there.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah, have you ever gotten bottle service? No, of course you haven't. Of course you haven't.
Was it complimentary?
Yeah. Coach is like, I got a bottle of water delivered to me at the pool once.
Yeah.
Wow, that was $12.
Pricey.
Yeah.
It didn't
pay
price.
Now we're down to
Iran.
Yeah, you're right.
Bolted.
Yes.
exactly.
Dine and dash.
Like, now I'm down to $68. Yeah. This doesn't work.
I love you guys so much.
I know. I know. I do. Good to have you back.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy, right?
Wholesome fun.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I mean, seriously, what would you do to spend a so, Rookie, you said you only needed a day to spend $1 million. Let's hear it. What would you do?
Okay, first of all, there's always the option of $1 million on black. So let's just get that out there right now.
There's
an option. That's true. There's an option to spend $1 million.
That's too easy.
It's too easy.
No, it's a loophole, but it works.
No. Here's what would happen for Rookie. You tell him he's got to blow $1 million in Vegas. This asshole would put $1 million on black, and he'd fucking hit black. Yeah, and he'd go, now I've got $2 million.
How am I going to get rid of this?
Wait a second. I'll tip the dealer.
Yeah. Here's a mill.
Oh, wait a second. The croupier. I'll tip the croupier.
Never heard that word.
No, that's too sophisticated.
That's fake. Sorry. That's fake word.
You've just lost our audience.
No. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. I'll cut that
stop
out.
Stop that.
I'll cut that out.
Is that French Canadian?
No, it's a drink. Okay, come on. Okay, so I get it. $1 million on black. Fair enough. What's next?
What's next?
Well, now you got two.
Now you got
$2 million to spend.
Okay, well, you get your crew together, so five guys,
yeah,
right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Fly everyone there in a private jet. Right there, that's probably what?
Nah, 200? But no, that's pre-Vegas.
200?
That's
Vegas.
It's pre-Vegas.
That's into Vegas. That's
pre-Vegas.
Weekend starts when you get on.
No,
weekend
no.
starts.
You're
Vegas
not
weekend
in
starts
Vegas
when you get
yet.
To the airport.
Bullshit.
Come on, you're four against one here. You get private room, VIP at the best pool club as soon as you land.
Okay.
Right there. Cabana's all booked up. Bottle service for everyone. That's at least 100 G's. You're at 350, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
you haven't even arrived at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. You've got three other locations where you're getting full service, absolutely everything, food. Well, you're not eating. Let's be pretty clear here. You're not eating. That's not the energy that you, that's not giving you the energy you need. I could spend 400 before the clock hits six.
You haven't gotten XXX rated yet. Come on, just get more creative than this.
Like, come on, it's family show. Your wife listens to this show. I'm not gonna
care. Hey, coach, your wife doesn't listen, but
he does. Yeah.
Easy peasy. Yeah.
All right.
So I want to meet Britney Spears, so you got to at least drop 50
naturally,
grand.
You
yeah, I want to go meet her.
Oh, backstage pass.
Yeah, I want to sleep with her, so that's another 100.
No, probably. No, you want to be in the show.
No.
You want to be in the show.
She's 10 grand.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Ouch.
That's tough.
Wow. But I think the coach is getting to the spirit of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm working for you. Yeah. But yeah. I can't do 100 for Britney.
You dirty dog. You can't do 100. Yeah.
No, that's too pricey.
Yeah. Yeah. You love your agent to go and negotiate that.
He can
go as high as 55.
Yeah, Britney, come on. This is a 45-year-old man in the prime of his life.
Yeah. And your last hit song was like in the 90s.
Yeah, come on.
All right, come on.
He's good.
You're not relevant.
He's good. He'll be over in 3 minutes, Britney. Come on. Think about it.
Think about it early.
Oh my God.
He won't even get his pants off. You're gonna make 55 grand to watch a man take his pants off.
Almost.
Yeah. The tip is for the crying. The 45 minutes of crying afterwards.
A deeply embarrassed man.
Oh God.
He may need a hug after.
Yeah. That'll be 10 grand.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Did we solve this?
Yeah, I think we did.
Chris Long, what a boring life you lead,
yeah,
my
God,
friend. Wow.
Hire Pac-Man.
Yeah, be better.
Fourth down.
Recently, minority Milwaukee Bucks owner and Game of Thrones extra Aaron Rodgers was challenged at a Bucks game by teammate David Bakhtiari to a beer-chucking contest.
Yeah.
He did poorly. In fact, he did so poorly, I think he's still drinking that beer.
Oh.
My question is, if you were on a beer-chugging team and your life depended on winning, which quarterback other than Rodgers do you think would be the worst teammate?
Oh,
the worst.
Patrick Mahomes.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Go on.
Squeaky voice.
And that means what?
He's got a small throat there.
Oh, you're going scientific.
Yeah,
you're going physiological.
We don't
with
do
it.
Science on this show.
I like this take, though. I like that take.
Squeaky voice.
Your theory is that the higher the voice, the less volume of liquid
he
can get.
He's got baritone's got this big, and he's got. He's got the
Kermit. So you think he has like a kazoo of a throat?
It does.
That's basically it, right? Okay.
Yeah. There's nothing coming up through there. Just little squeaks coming out of there. So it's Patrick Mahomes for sure. There's no way.
I like that take.
Right.
I like that take.
You got everyone to choose from, and you go with the MVP.
And it's just like that. Like,
I love that about Coach, though.
That
goes straight for the jugular of the most valuable player.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's not good enough.
Why not?
Well,
nobody's safe on this show.
Yeah.
No, nobody's safe.
That's for damn sure.
Wow. Okay, rookie, what do you got?
Sure. Who wouldn't I take? That's a tough question. My first thought was Phil Riv. Because I don't think he drinks.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever drank before.
Yeah.
I think he would get three sips in and he would
projectile vomit.
And then he'd call his mommy, but Mama, I drank. She'd be like, well, I'm disappointed, but at least I'm happy you called me. I'm happy you came clean, Philip.
Yeah.
That's my first. Actually, I'm sticking with it. I'm going Phil Riff.
I'm all in on Riff. Yeah.
Wow.
That guy, he's too cookie cutter, too clean.
No kidding.
He's too clean for me.
He's got too many kids to drink.
That guy doesn't know how to get dirty. You kidding me?
Wow.
Jesus.
Okay. I'm going with Russell Wilson.
That's not bad. Okay.
Yeah. And here's why.
Okay.
Because secretly, everyone in Seattle in the locker room hates Russell Wilson.
Are you sure?
Exactly.
Are you sure it's secretly?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Legion of Boom's kind of gone, so it's sort of gone under wraps now.
Right.
Everyone kind of hates him. And the reason why is that he makes far too much money. He's like the mama's boy. He's very clean. The thing is that, you know, he likes to have that persona like, hey, I rock. Hey, yeah. I party. This is what I do. But no. That guy's doing fucking burpees at 2 a.m. trying to get ready for the season. Beer touches that guy's lips and his body revolts. Okay?
Right.
Every orifice on his body explodes out liquid.
And an alarm
goes
off in his seven handlers' phones to know that he's been doing something
That's
wrong.
That's exactly right. So here you are. You have a guillotine hanging above your head and you're in a beer chugging race. And that last beer goes down between Russell Wilson and a guy like Matt Stafford, who fucking just chugs beer for fun on a Tuesday night, right?
Fitzmagic's
all over this thing
Magic
as well.
Doesn't drink beer.
Of course he does.
The guy drinks fucking scotch. He's just like, he like pours himself a scotch while his teams are dousing themselves with champagne. He's like, champagne doesn't touch these lips, not these lips.
No, I don't think so, because when you think about it, with that kind of a beard, your beard would smell like a fucking peat moss roll. Like, it'd smell like a farm for a month.
It'd be
terrible.
What if you're spraying shit around the room? Beer, you're chugging beer? He'd never chug beer for that same reason.
No, but you can shampoo that thing, but you get like a really heavy peaty scotch in hair.
So is that what you're saying? If you had your choice of every QB in the league, are we flipping it now?
Let's
who would
flip
you
it.
Take?
Yeah, who would you take?
Wow, and you said Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
He looks badass. I love the beard. Beard. Yeah.
Wow.
I just think Viking guy just fucking chugging beer.
I love that he went science to start, and then he just goes on pure looks now. Yeah. So it's like, that guy looks
good.
I gotta take that guy.
I don't want to talk about the guy with the biggest throat.
You're like the scouts from Moneyball. The guy looks like a baller. He's got a good-looking girlfriend. I mean, he's got a lot of confidence.
Yeah, right?
See, the guy's gonna swing the bat. Yeah. That's coach now.
Very qualitative.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Rookie, what do you got?
I'm going off the charts here. Taysom Hill.
That kid
can fucking ball. There's a reason why he's sticking around this team. Like, he's not Drew Brees' replacement. That's not why he's sticking around.
Why he's in New Orleans?
He's in New Orleans. He's the backup guy.
Wow.
It's because he's a stud and he's a party and everyone loves to have him around.
All right, subs got
something
here.
I'm just going to step in here for a second because I love proving you absolutely the most wrong. Do you remember the university Taysom Hill went to? BYU.
Brigham Young?
He's a Mormon.
No.
That guy doesn't even look at beer.
Who went to Arizona?
Arizona State.
Who's with Gronk?
I just had to chime in. Thank you.
That's wow.
Thanks for...
So who's the most unhinged quarterback? Is that what
we're
looking for?
That's ridiculous. You just threw me under the... That's good. That's good. Good facts, though. That's why we need stats, guy.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to claim. So you gotta, I'm going to claim credit for
if
that.
If we're getting analytical, you got to go by party school then. Absolutely. That's a really good point.
I don't know if the college is for these guys, though.
No?
Interesting.
No, see, we don't. That's,
we can't
that's
go
for
that
some
level.
Other podcast.
We can't go like, that let's level.
Go, let's
yeah,
go
we'll
one level
guys
deep.
In here.
Yeah, let's go one level deep.
So we should have gone Carson Palmer then when he was still in the league because he's a USC
yeah,
guy.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
you
yeah,
go.
So
there
you know
you go.
That guy got hammered all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The only other guy I can think of is Ben.
Oh, wait a second. No. No, Ben would be good, but okay, he's good. On this he's on this good. Weight loss thing, so fuck him. Do you know who would be good is Matt Barkley, because he's also another USC
there
guy
you go.
Playing for the Bills. You know,
oh,
that guy.
There you go.
He's a good-looking guy. Yeah. That guy was out six nights of the week, yeah. I guarantee you.
Actually, there's an obvious answer here.
Oh.
There's an obvious answer. It's Johnny Football. I'm taking Manziel. And in lieu, without Manziel, I'm going Baker Mayfield. That
Baker's
guy
not
is
bad.
Such a stud.
Baker's not
He's
bad.
My pick. It's Johnny or Baker.
Yeah. I love it. So basically
not
what we're saying here.
Not saying the same guy.
So what we're saying here is anyone that's ever thrown a football ever, like not a current
is a better
quarterback in the NFL. Is that what we're saying?
Russell Wilson.
And Taysom Hill.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a better option than Russell Wilson and Taysom Hill. But my point being is that. When you go off the board, you're really going off the board.
I went off the board and I chose a Mormon. Why?
Okay.
I'm never going off the board again.
No, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. He actually doesn't have a mouth. He doesn't have a mouth. He doesn't eat or drink. You're wrong.
The rookie's got a gun to his head. It's like, okay, who's your teammate in the beer chugging contest? Well, Taysom Hill. He's awesome. Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
No.
Get him a straw.
Yeah.
For his nose.
Yeah. Taysom Hill has requested butt prohibition.
Look at this. The sub.
Well, the man we don't say his name in this during this podcast, but a number of former Patriots have said that.
Yeah, okay. I just turned off his mic. So, I really appreciate you chiming in there. Sub, cementing his sub status there. That's pretty awesome.
I have a hard time believing that Aaron Rodgers, like, went into that without a plan. Like, dude, was he like, I could do this. I could do this.
Yeah.
And then he bails halfway through.
Oh.
Like, it looked at first, I was laughing because I thought he was sipping and just being funny.
Yeah.
But he bailed. He was like, I might throw up here.
All right. Well, that puts a wrap on this episode. Thanks again to the coach, the rookie, the sub, and clipboard for dropping by.
That was great times. That was great times.
He's been taking notes this whole time.
Yeah.
Play that back for us.
Has anyone seen clipboard in the last half an hour?
He's throwing up in the bathroom.
He's on the ground over there by the couch.
Yeah, tequila sunset.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tequila sunset.
Wow. So what you're saying is clipboard, he chugs beer like Aaron Rodgers does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough night for Clippy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for tuning in. And if you want to see more articles and listen to previous episodes, just
Blizzard.
Oh,
Blizzard.
Just an
efficient
tequila sunrise
no,
right
no,
there.
No, hashtag Blizzard.
I love. I just like Blizzard us at.
Wow. That's a new thing.
Yeah,
that's
I like it.
Blitzfootball.com. My God. You know what?
I would
say that I've really enjoyed this time with you, but I got to be honest.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you botch 6 for 7 openings to a segment. So you
that's
went
true.
6 for 7.
Yeah.
Who's the stats guy around here? Okay.
We don't know.
No one knows.
We've got a stats guy.
I've never met him. I keep asking.
There's no proof.
Everyone looks behind them when I ask.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time on Blitz.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.